Welcome back. Here you are at step five. Step three and step four are huge steps. If you just nailed step three and four and nothing else, you would see great changes. But we're not done yet, not by a long shot. Step five, how to prevent problems from even occurring. Folks, let me give you a case scenario. That's probably the easiest way I can paint a picture for you for step five. If you're going to be allergic to grass, you would avoid rolling around in the front lawn. Here's a second case scenario. If you know that the sun is going to burn you, you will probably wear sleeves, a hat, and sunscreen to avoid getting burnt. In doing so, you will prevent the known adverse effects or the predictable, possible, and foreseeable outcomes. Well, children need that same prevention, folks, for their behavior management, especially as they're starting to learn. As a parent, teacher, or carer, you'll never, ever be able to prevent all possible challenges. But as you're helping your child to learn these behavior skills, which in itself is prevention, there are a variety of things you must do or must not do in order to set your child up for as much success as is possible. Step five is all about preventing challenges as much as possible. And if your child throws a temper tantrum from time to time, you'll be happy to learn there's an entire section ready for you all about responding to those tantrums. Okay, let's get ready, folks. It's a great step, concise and full of ideas. Pens up, ready for notes. Time to read step five.